Dear old man, you're right, Athena exclaimed, her eyes brightening now. Telemachus should oblige you. Much the better way. Let him follow you now. Sleep in your halls, but I'll go back to our trim black ship, hearten the crew, and give each man his orders. I'm the only veteran in their ranks, I tell you, all the rest of an age with brave Telemachus, a younger man who sailed with him as friends. I'll bed down there by the dark hull tonight. At dawn push off for the proud Coconians. Those people owe me a debt long overdue, and no mean sum, believe me. But you, seeing my friend is now your guest, speed him on his way with a chariot and your son, and give him the finest horses that you have, bred for stamina, trained to race the wind. With that, the bright-eyed goddess winged away in an eagle's form and flight. Amazement fell on all the Achaeans there. The old king, astonished by what he'd seen, grasped Telemachus's hand and cried out to the prince, "Dear boy, never fear you'll be a coward or defenseless, not if at your young age the gods will guard you so. Of all who dwell on Olympus, this was none but she, Zeus's daughter, the glorious one, his third-born, who prized your gallant father among the Argives. Now, O queen, be gracious, give us high renown, myself, my children, my loyal wife and queen. I will make you a sacrifice, a yearling heifer, broad in the brow, unbroken, never yoked by men. I'll offer it up to you. I'll sheathe its horns in gold." So he prayed, and Pallas Athena heard his prayer. And Nestor, the noble chariot driver, led them on, his sons and sons-in-law, back to his regal palace. Once they'd reached the storied halls of the aged king, they sat on rows of low and high-backed chairs. As they arrived, the old man mixed them all a bowl, stirring the hearty wine, seasoned 11 years before a servant broached it, loosed its seal. Mulling it in the bowl, old Nestor poured a libation out, praying hard to Pallas Athena, daughter of Zeus, whose shield is storm and thunder. Once they had poured their offerings, drunk their fill, the Pylians went to rest, each in his own house. But the noble chariot driver let Telemachus, King Odysseus' son, sleep at the palace now, on a corded bed inside the echoing colonnade, with Prince Pisistratus there beside him, the young spearman, already captain of armies, though the last son still unwed within the halls. The king retired to chambers deep in his lofty house, where the queen, his wife, arranged and shared their bed. When young Dawn with her rose-red fingers shone once more, old Nestor, the noble chariot driver, climbed from bed, went out and took his seat on the polished stones, a bench glistening white rubbed with glossy oil, placed for the king before his looming doors. There Neleus held his sessions years ago, a match for the gods in council, but his fate had long since forced him down to death. Now royal Nestor, in turn, Achaea's watch and ward, sat there holding the scepter, while his sons, coming out of their chambers, clustered round him, hovering near, Echephron, Stratius, Perseus, and Aretas, Thucydemes like a god, and sixth, young lord Pisistratus, came to join their ranks. They escorted Prince Telemachus in to sit beside them. Nestor, noble charioteer, began the celebration. "Quickly, my children, carry out my wishes now, so I may please the gods. Athena, first of all, she came to me at Poseidon's flowing feast, Athena in all her glory. Now someone go to the fields to fetch a heifer, lead her here at once, a herdsman, drive her in. Someone hurry down to Prince Telemachus's black ship, bring up all his crewmen, leave just two behind, and another tell our goldsmith, skilled Laerces, to come and sheathe the heifer's horns in gold. The rest, stay here together. Tell the maids inside the hall to prepare a sumptuous feast. Bring seats and firewood. Bring pure water, too." They all pitched in to carry out his orders. The heifer came from the fields, the crewmen came from brave Telemachus's ship, and the smith came in with all his gear in hand, the tools of his trade, the anvil, hammer, and well-